The Salt Lake Area Restaurant Association is hosting the rally, which is scheduled from noon to 1 Friday afternoon, St. Patrick's Day, at the Utah State Capitol. Doug Hoffling is on the board of the association. He's also the chief operating officer of Salt Lake Brewing Company and Squatter's Pub.
We're the brand ambassadors of Utah. When people come to visit Utah for conventions or for tourism, we're the ones they're interacting with in the hospitality and restaurant industry. So we're the ones telling the story of Utah. And it just seems like this legislature is constantly making it harder for us to tell that story.
Hoffling says Park City has more to lose under the new law than Salt Lake because it is more reliant on the tourism industry.
If you're looking to go on a vacation and on one side of your ledger is Colorado and the other side is Utah, this is going to cause some people to pick Colorado and not come here. And that will absolutely affect Park City. In fact, disproportionately worse in Park City than Salt Lake City.
He's skeptical about the intent of the bill. The sponsor is Representative Norman Thurston, a Republican from Provo.
Public safety is the watchword for this bill. And it does make you wonder if public safety is the true motivation. If in the same session, this legislature passed a bill that takes away mandatory motor vehicle safety inspections because the economic burden is too much. It makes you really wonder if public safety is truly the motive behind this bill, or if it's actually just stigmatizing drinking and punishing our industry.
Hoffling says Utah's culture makes it challenging to be in the hospitality business.
It's hard not to think that as an industry that, you know, alcohol is anathema to the dominant culture in the state, and therefore we're being legislated out of our industry.
Opponents of the bill say it's so ineffective from a public health standpoint, even Mothers Against Drunk Driving doesn't support it. And when it comes to drunk driving, Hoffling says restaurants have a lot to lose.
Let me be clear. We are absolutely against drunk driving. As responsible operators and owners of restaurants, it's in our best interest to make sure that people are responsibly drinking and acting accordingly. So we're not advocating for drunk driving. What we're saying is there is very little to no public good that will come from this bill, and there is a significant economic impact to the restaurant and hospitality industry. So it just doesn't make economic sense, and the public good that they're saying could come from this bill is negligible to none.
In Thursday, Salt Lake Tribune and Deseret News, the Alcohol Beverage Institute took out two full-page ads. One said, Utah hospitality? Step one, hit the slopes. Step two, have a drink or two with dinner. Step three, get arrested driving home. The second full-page ad is a pretend thank you note from the state of Colorado that says, just wanted to thank you for passing the 0.05 BAC law. Thanks for the competitive advantage. When asked how successful he thinks Friday's rally and other lobbying efforts will be, Hoffling says it's hard to say.
It's less a matter of whether or not we're successful and a matter of we just don't think we can let this happen without at least raging against the dying of the light and doing our best to make the governor know our concerns and our desires.
If Governor Herbert signs House Bill 155 into law, Utah will be the first state to lower the DUI threshold to 0.05, the lowest in the country. I'm Renee Bodley, KPCW News.